Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody, and God bless you, and welcome to God's True Lifeline Ministry, blogtalkradio.com. We are here twice a week. Our times have changed, so just bear with us. We are starting now at 11 o'clock Central Time, and we're here now. So we are going to have the Watchman Report in just a few minutes, but let's open up service first, and we shall be right back.
Healing and strength.
From around the world, and God bless all the callers, all the listeners tonight. Just for everybody to be aware that we did change the timing to 11 o'clock Central Time, and we are here every Monday night. Tonight is the Watchman. Amen. So let us open up service and let us begin the end time news. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for this radio station, Lord, and we thank you, Father God, for the Watchman Report. Lord, tonight we ask for no hindrance, no confusion to come upon this radio or any caller, Father God, that calls in, Father. Lord, but tonight we pray that your will, Lord, will be done tonight, Father, and that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will flow through this line and to flow through every caller that comes in and out, Father God. We pray tonight, Lord, that this news, Father, will open many eyes, Lord, and many hearts, Father God. We love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we say amen. And amen. Glory goes to God, and God bless you guys. If you're wondering what our beliefs are, we believe in the Trinity. We are non-denominational, that you know where we are. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. God bless you. Brother Barney?
Amen. Glory goes to God. God bless each and every one of you, our callers, our listeners, the new callers, and our regulars, and all those that are listening on the internet. And welcome to Blog Talk Radio, God's True Lifeline, the Monday Night Watchman Report. And yes, we are non-denomination. We believe in Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. We believe in John 3:16. And we believe God sent his Son to the world to die for our sins on the cross. And we also believe he is risen on the third day and is coming back. Praise his holy name, the seventh trumpet. And we believe you must be born again to enter the kingdom of God. We believe in the Old Testament, the New Testament, and all the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory goes to God. We have a lot to share, so I'm going to let Sister Nancy share a couple of her reports, and I'll share a couple, and then we'll go back and forth. That sounds all right, Nancy?
Yeah, sure, that's fine. So you want me to go first?
Yeah.
Okay. Amen. Praise God. Well, we have an update, Barney, from the Louisiana flood. 86,000 people seek help after 40,000 homes destroyed in historic Louisiana flood. Okay, I believe we're having some kind of technical difficulty with this radio tonight. on August 20th, 2016, but no matter what, let's just keep going. The recent catastrophic flooding that struck Louisiana was indeed historic, claiming 13 lives and leaving thousands homeless, has left churches pleading for help as they try to recover from the deadly disaster. According to a new report from the Christian Post, within 36 hours, more than 27 inches of rain fell in Baker, just northeast of Baton Rouge, and directly into the Amet River. Okay, we're going to let that pass. And in less time, Southern Baptist Disaster Relief volunteers were serving survivors with compassion in the face of crisis. They are right now delivering clean, safe water, warm, nutritious meals, and the love of Christ as they seek to advance the gospel, said an appeal on the website of the Southern Baptist Convention. You can help the survivors and the disaster relief volunteers providing aid today with a generous gift that will help bring healing and the hope of the gospel. Please prayfully consider how you can help now. And going along. Okay. Barney, are you still there with us?
Yeah, does it say how much rain they had? How bad was the flood? 2 feet?
Well, I'd have to go back 1 second here, please. It did say earlier, 1 second. 27 inches of rain.
Wow.
Within 36 hours. Yes.
Keep those people in prayer.
Oh, yes. Okay, just getting back to where we were. I'd like to go into the country. I'm going traveling, and we are right now in China. We're going into Japan, so pack your suitcases. Another strong 6.0 earthquake strikes northern Japan on August 20th, 2016, a series of strong earthquakes have rocked Japan over the past few days, as reports indicate that another strong 6.0 quake has just reportedly struck off the coast of northern Japan. There were no immediate reports of people injured or damaged. The shadow 6.0 magnitude quake hit at 00:58 a.m., I'm not sure what that is, on Saturday, 105 miles east-northern of Mayako City. The U.S. Geological Survey said it was followed by a 5.3 aftershock. There was no threat of a tsunami following the quake, said the Japan Meteorological Agency, which measured it at a slightly lower 5.9 magnitude. The tremors came 7 hours after another 6.0 magnitude quake struck the same area on Saturday and also followed a 5.3 magnitude jolt, which hit due east of Mayako on Friday. So those those quakes are getting pretty dramatic in Japan, and they're not stopping. Now we're going to go into Germany. I hope you packed some warm clothes, Barney.
Well, I didn't enjoy Japan. I did not enjoy my stay in Japan. Too many earthquakes.
You got a little shooken up out there, didn't you?
Yeah, I'm all shook up right now.
Well, let's go into Germany. Germany advises citizens to stockpile Food and Water, August the 21st of 2016, a German newspaper is helping its citizens to be ready for anything that may come. The federal government wants to encourage the population against for stockpiling so that they, in the event of major disasters or of armed attack, temporarily can take care of himself. The population is stocked, hold up a personal supply of food of 10 days, according to the civil defense concept, which is to decide the cabinet on Wednesday. The report, the Frankfurter, very difficult words to say, citing the text, which has been elaborated by the Ministry of the Interior and the newspaper, was present. The federal government also penetrates to an adequate supply of drinking water. The population should be encouraged by appropriate means to own first aid, reapproach to liters of water per person per day in not harmful quality, to installation state individual measures for a period of 5 days, it said in the concept.
Well, there's something going on. They're planning on something. Oh.
Yep.
Mock CERN sacrifice at CERN being investigated. Various media outlets are reporting that the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN, has launched an investigation into a video filmed at night on the Geneva campus depicting a mocking of ritual human sacrifice. A spokeswoman said the bizarre video which was circulated online for days, shows several individuals in black cloaks gathering in the main square at the Europe's top psychic lab, at which appears to be a reenactment of an occult ceremony. The video includes a stage stabbing of a woman. These scenes were filmed on our premises, but without official permission or knowledge, a CERN spokesman told AFP. In the email, CERN does not condone this type of thought, which can be give rise to the misunderstanding about the scientific nature of our work, she added. The investigation underway was an internal matter. She said the video was raised questions about the security of CERN campus, asked for detailed security procedures surrounding access to the campus, and CERN spokeswoman said CERN IDS are checked systematically at each entry to the CERN site, whether it is night or day. Geneva police told media that they had in contact with CERN about the video, but were not involved in the official investigation. U.S. Air Force officer under attack after he identifies the CERN human sacrifice, the victim. A shocking combined report compiled by the main intelligence directorate, a foreign intelligence service, SVR, circulated in the Kremlin today relating to the satanic ritual sacrifice of a young Swiss woman in front of the statue detected to the underworld ancient god Shiva, and the highly secure grant in the European Organization for Nuclear Research, CERN. In other words, he lost his job, the guy that was doing the investigation. He worked for the government, and they found out they was doing a ritual human sacrifice, and of course they denied it. Texas hospital first to use a smart pill to track down kids. Boston CBS WBZ reported on the development of a smart pill last winter allows doctors to monitor patients remotely. Now, this new technology is being used by pediatricians and parents in Texas to keep a close eye on their young patients, Dr. Malika Marshall explains. 5-year-old Riley Kinman has to take medication twice a day after having a kidney transplant. The pill keeps her body from rejecting the kidney she got from her dad. But this isn't just the only pill. Each pill has a tiny sensor which activates inside her stomach and transmits the signal to the patch she wears. This technology then sends data to the doctors and the patients through a tablet alerting them, alerting her to take her medicine. If patients aren't taking their medicine as prescribed or missing medications, doses, we know that they're at high risk for potential complications such as organ rejection and infection, explained Dr. Daisy, Surgical Director of Children's Health. It provides heart rate monitor functions, the doctor says. It gives us an idea of the activity, sleep cycles, and the patient's hope for technology would also give her independence. Right now, we are in charge of 10 to 15 years from now, knew exactly when she took her medicine, and I don't have a negative nag her about it, the doctor says. Children's Health plan to use a smart pill technology on about 75 children. In other words, there's a chip in this pill, and it goes inside their body, and they could send signals and receive signals. And when they send signals, they remind the patient to take the pill. The smart pills with the chips, cameras, and robotic parts raised legal, ethical questions. Red City, California, each morning around 6, Mary Ellen Snodgrass swallows a computer chip she embedded in one of her pills and roughly the size of a grain sand. When it hits her stomach, it transforms a signal to her tablet computer indicating that she is successfully taking her heart pill. A 91-year-old retired school teacher who has been trying out the smart pill at the best of her, I'm sorry, at the behest of her son, an employee of the company that makes the technology, is at the forefront of what many predict will be a revolution in medication powered by miniature chips, sensors, cameras, and robots with the ability to access, analyze, manipulate your body from the inside. Several have been approved by the Food and Drug Administration, including a transporter containing a person's medical history that is injected under the skin, a camera pill that can reach inside and look for tumors. The technology made by Prestige Digital Health and Snodgrass and it's using the system is being used to make sure older people take their pills, involved in negativity tablets, and wearing a patch, which patients might find it challenging. What do you think of that?
Wow. It's wow. I have nothing to say.
Well,
amazing.
Really, when I read the article, they're more concerned because all this technology and putting chips inside of a person and underneath their skin, and they could send signals back and forth. And they are saying this could lead to the mark of the beast. And one day, all the computers would be connected to one big computer, and that would be a for sure thing of the chip could be related to the mark of the beast, and that's where this technology is taking them to. That's really their main concern, and this is why it's not human. It's not right. It's not the right thing to do.
Wow.
Back to you.
Wow. Well, Barney, I hope you're sitting down and hold on tight because you need to seatbelt yourself. You know, we've been talking here and there about peace. Oh, yeah. We've got one good doozy for everybody this evening. We've been talking about if there is peace in Israel. Houston, we have a problem. Prophecy Watch. Putin willing to host Israeli-Palestinian peace talk. It has not happened yet. August the 21st, 2016. Well, isn't this quite interesting? Quoted by a news reporter, look who's extending the olive branch to Israel now. According to a report coming out of the Middle East, amid speculation over a developing Egyptian bid to revive stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace negotiations, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi said that Sunday that Russian President Vladimir Putin was willing to host Israeli and Palestinian leaders for direct talks. But now let's be reminded, why are we watching so closely to Israel? And why is we are actually waiting for that sign of peace? Because if we go to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 3 through 4, the Bible says, for when they say peace and safety, then sudden destruction comes upon them as labor pains upon a pregnant woman, and they shall not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, so that this day should take you as a thief. Now again, let's go back to that. Peace and safety. Mm-mm-mm. In a briefing with newspapers, editors in Ariel Sisi said Israel is increasingly convinced of the need of achieving peace with the Palestinians. According to media reports in Israel and Egypt, no peace process could be successful. He told the journalist, without reconciliation, between Fatah and Hamas, he also said Israeli-Palestinian peace, which could enable further Israeli-Arab alliances generally, is the key to regional stability, a sentiment that echoed comments heard in recent months from Jordan's King Abdullah and other Saudi Arabian leaders. So they're actually getting a little closer, Barney, little closer.
That could be biblical, yeah. Time is getting closer. They're working on the peace process. It might not be it, but they're definitely working on it. Glory goes to God.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Well, meaning that we went that way, let's go. War drums. Gaza rocket strikes Israel. Oh, I guess we're going to be in Israel for just a moment, Barney. So hang on. I love traveling. War drums, Gaza rockets strikes Israel. Israel strikes back on August the 21st, 2016. Sparks began to fly as militants in the Gaza Strip launched a rocket that landed in the Israeli border town of Sadrat on Sunday. And Israeli aircraft and tank responded by shelling the Gaza town of Beit Hanan. The army and police said the rocket caused no injuries or damage in the Sadrat, where it landed in a residential area. Police said an Israeli shell during an entatal retaliation damaged a Beit Hanan water tower, and there were no casualties. Local residents said multiple airstrikes later in the evening hit at least 30 different sites in the Gaza Strip, belonging to Hamas, the smaller Islamic Jihad, and other militant groups, and two people were lightly hurt, Gaza health officials replied. Mm-hmm. And going here, so just bear with me. And here we go. We're going to come back to the United States for just a moment. 1 second, please. I'm just waiting for my download here. Barney, if you have something you'd like to share in this moment, please go ahead.
Yeah, there's another article connected to that RFID chip. Scientists are into the area. Transcendence available, ready for human conscious deliveries. Ever seen the movie called Transcendence with Johnny Depp? A fictional movie where a dying scientist opts to transport his human conscience into a supercomputer where he can live on forever. If not, you may want to see it, because this is exactly where scientists at www.2045.com are heading, one large step into transhuman and one giant leap away from humankind. There is a movie that is named Transcendent. Scientists who claim to perfect the evolutionary race by literally playing God. According to the website, the main goals include the creation of realization of a new strategy for the development of humanity, the creation of optimal conditions promoting the spiritual enlightenment of humanity, the realization of a new forensic reality based on five principles: high spiritual, high culture, high ethics, high science, and high technology. The creation of technologies enabling the transfer of an individual personality to a more advanced non-biological carrier and extended life, included to the point of immortality. For a price, these avatar beings can currently be purchased for your use towards immortality. All that and more in this striking report. However, such technology comes at not only a physical price, but also with a stark warning if it used the alternative ways. Last year, at the International Joint Conference on Artificial Intelligence, AGCAI, helps in Buenos Aires, various scientists, physicists, biological robots, engineers, and hundreds of other experts confessed their concerns via a warning letter, stating that the use of artificial intelligence to engage select targets without human intervention could cause major problems in the future. Something isn't done right now to stop it. Here are some of the quotes from the anonymous weapons later issued by L and robot researchers. Anonymous weapons select and engage targets without human intervention that might include, for example, armed quad chapters, that can search and eliminate people meeting certain predefined criteria but do not include cruise missiles and remotely pilot drones for which humans make all targeting decisions. Artificial intelligence technology has reached a point where the development of such system is practically not legal, feasible within years, not decades, and stakes are high. Anonymous weapons have been described as a third revolution on warfare after gunpowder and nuclear arms. The key question for humanity today is whether to start a global arms race or to prevent it from starting. If any major military power wishes ahead with arms development, a global arms race is virtually inevitable. And the endpoint of this technology, tragic, is obvious. Anonymous weapons will become the Kalashnikov keys of tomorrow. For at least two decades, technology has been designed to target and examine human beings. Currently, software programs have been developed that observe us from make predictions about what we are going to do in the future. This, in the end of itself, is a problem epic proportions. But something far worse is heading our way. Researchers are building human implantable microchips, say it is only a matter of time before these systems become widespread. You're most likely carrying a few RFID chips at this moment, in which case you're transmitting a 15-digit number that identifies you. These numbers can be gathered by the ISO complaint scanner and are all over. The microchips are embedded in your clothes, purses, shoes, food, phones, and more. Certain stores have also implanted these chips into everyday products at Walmart, Sam's Club, Target, Stop and Shop, CVS, Procter and Gamble, Kellogg's, Nestle's, Sara Lee, Best Buy, Coca-Cola, and the list goes on and on, Pepsi, Kraft, many other companies. But the truth is, many of us can't live without our iPhones and technology, and possibly these human implants are likely headed in the same direction, which many eschatologists fear could lead to the mark of the beast, possible DNA alteration into some sort of transhuman. The way we are headed, group with the continuous government development and surveillance, suggested that the RFID chip microchip technology will eventually be non-voluntarily. Can you imagine what the Chinese government could do with such power? And possibilities are endless. They could create a microchip implant that changes the DNA of human creation, a sort of superhuman, and it could be used as the mark of the beast, a spokesman of the book of Revelation, in the fact that the Bible speaks of a time when no one will be able to buy and sell without the mark of the beast, Revelation 13:17. Imagine going into a store and not being able to buy without your implant. What would you do? Well, it is difficult to imagine such possibility of acceptance of this point. I do fear it is likely in the near future through a slow process, and I believe many will open submit to the bondage as we have allowed in the past times with mass surveillance technologies that really isn't much difference. Imagine having a verified as a human image, this RFID altering your DNA and make you stranger, telepathic, bolder, prettier, etc. And possibilities are endless. will you then allow it to be implanted in your body, knowing it could lead to your doom eternally? This, as may be, the question we are faced with the near future. He causes all, both in small, great and rich, free and poor, slave to receive the mark on their right hand or on their forehead, and that no one may buy or sell except one who has the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Revelation 13:16-17. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Well, what they're saying, they have that technology. Well, all this technology and this chip is in the phone, and they have the technology to take the human conscience into the chip and send it into a computer, and they could make the person respond the way they want the person to respond as well. And a human being could be connected to a computer, and could this be part of the mark of the beast? And if it is, they're heading that way. That's basically what they're saying.
Amazing. Wow. A lot of technology, Bernie.
Yep. That's right.
Well, I don't know if you're quite ready. I do have some news here in the United States. Elementary school bans teachers from calling students boys and girls. August 21st, 2016, looks like the ban on calling boys and girls by their gender identity is spreading. Recently, we heard how teachers from a school in North Carolina were not called boys and girls by those terms. How teachers at Carlos Ray Elementary School are in a tough situation.
Yeah,
to stop calling
enough,
their students. Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Yep.
To stop calling their students boys and girls. It seems the school administrators decided to take the new transgender bathroom policy for Albuquerque Public Schools a step further. This appears to be the first example of something that started as a bathroom issue, now expanding into daily life in the classroom. A letter sent to teachers at Carlos Ray this month titled Gender Identity Procedural Directive states teachers can no longer refer to their students as boys and girls, starting this month, telling them to eliminate gender in their classrooms. How do you like that?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And here we go. War drums. Let's go back to, we're going to go in China. Mm-hmm. War drum, Chinese ships and planes conduct war games in Sea of Japan. The 21st of August, continual war theoretic continues as Chinese planes and ships held war games in the Sea of Japan last week. The military said, during which Beijing displayed its latest generation frigate at a time of bitter territorial disputes with Asian neighbors, the defense ministry said in a statement on which its website late Saturday that the long-range exercise staged Friday pitted a Red Army against a Blue One in a simulated bomber attack on a naval task force. It quoted the commander of an unidentified flight wing under the EC fleet, Zi Heng Wenchong, as saying the planes found, identified, and struck their targets in a radically short time. The statement made no mention of what sort of conflict. The exercise was intended as a response to prospective foes, or why the Sea of Japan was chosen as the location of the drills.
Yeah.
And I have just a few more here. Yep. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Here we go. 2017 solar eclipse. Not seen in America since end of World War I. But on August 21st, 2016, the coming full solar eclipse in August of 2017 isn't just another solar eclipse, but according to a report, it will be the first significant eclipse visible to America since the end of World War I. What does this mean for America? Is this yet another harbinger or a sign of coming war on American soil? For many cultures, a total solar eclipse represents a time when either a demon or animal consumes the sun. For example, the Vikings saw a pair of sky wolves chasing the sun, and when one caught it, the wolf would eat it. In Vietnam, either a frog or toad consumed the sun. For the Cariot tribe on the western coast of Canada, it was the mouth of heaven. Soon the United States will have a chance to see an eclipse of our own and assign cultural value as we please mark your calendars. The next total solar eclipse comes to the USA 1 year from today, on August 21st, 2017. Modern Americans probably don't know exactly what to make of a total solar eclipse because most of them have never seen one. The last total solar eclipse in the contiguous United States 37 years ago only clipped the northwestern United States, mostly rural areas of Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and North Dakota. Barney, back to you.
Well,
Well,
in Genesis, we know that, I think in Genesis 1:14, God set the sun and the moon and the stars in the heavens for signs and for appointed times in the Hebrew language. So solar eclipse definitely does have a powerful meaning, and it's not an accident. It's set by God himself for a purpose, for signs. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Leaked video shows Turkey sending floods of jihadists to Syria and all hell broke loose. Jarablus is on the western brink of an Euphrates River, and it is the last significant town held by ISIS in Syria border with Turkey. After Syria claims the borders areas from ISIS, now Turkey is rushing through jihadists they imported from all over the Sunni Muslims world into Syria, and as leaked video, jihadists right at the Syrian border of Turkey, and is sending in with them all sorts of military aid and mine-clearing equipment. According to the local source, the Turkish force and military vehicles have equipment accompanied by the marine detector, and removal equipment has been sent to clear the runway and Turkey to seize control in the area. After crossing the borders, Turkey soldiers moved westward within the Syrian territory. In other words, they call Turkey the Red Dragon, and the Red Dragon wants to take over that part of the region. And Muslims are all going to let Turkey become their God, their Allah. Let's see what else I have here. The government of Japan plans to create an extremely powerful military. It will be spending more money on its military than it ever has since World War II. Be prepared for major war in Asia. Japanese government is planning on creating the largest defense budget for its military since World War II. The budget will be 500.17 trillion yen, or $51.7 billion. For the 2017 fiscal year, it will be done not just to intermediate China, but also to show the world that Japan still has the capability to be a very dangerous country. And plan includes upgrading the PAC-3 missile defense system so that it can launch missiles after further distance, more than 30 kilometers or 90 miles, according to Reuters. Let me see what else I have here. Give me a second. The government of Vietnam puts 100 Christian pastors in prison and plans to execute them. More than 100 Vietnamese Christian pastors have been locked up and are at risk of being imprisoned and refuge the sign up to the Central Official Church, according to the Christian Aid Mission. It appears the aim of the official church was to control and demolish the influence of the thriving Independence House Church. One group of the house churches with a total membership of 3,000 was ordered to march congregation and meet in the building that can help just 500. The jail church leading are from villages in Vietnam Central Highlands. Many had fled the area or even the country, but were forced to return and are now believed to be in jail. Okay, Nancy, back to you.
Okay, Barney. Well, actually, we have a little more news to go here. Judges drops marriage. Now, if you guys remember, in way back, I think it was last year, a woman at a bakery got a lawsuit and was actually locked up, and her name was Kim Davis, over a gay marriage. Judges drops marriage license lawsuits against Kim Davis. On August the 21st, after a slew of lawsuits recently came against the Kentucky clerk Kim Davis, a federal judge has dismissed three lawsuits filed against her. Kim Davis refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples last year because it violated her religious convictions. Davis spent 5 days in jail last September after refusing a judge's order to issue licenses to gay and straight couples. Davis said she wanted to avoid discriminating against anyone and had deputy clerks issue licenses to all couples, but a small handful decided to file a lawsuit against her. U.S. District Judge David Bunning dismissed the federal lawsuit brought on by the two gay couples and two straight couples who claimed it violated their civil rights. So that's good news.
Well,
and I'm just going to, okay, here we go. This is one for the books. I'm just waiting for it to download. Activist seeks aggressive punishment of Air Force major who left an open Bible on the desk. Hear this one, Barney. On August the 22nd, 2016, perhaps you remember the story we brought you last week on the Air Force major who left his Bible open on his desk and resulted in attacks from an activist organization. Well, now the leader of the prominent activist organization that seeks to separate God from the military is asking that the Air Force aggressively punish a superior officer who has long displayed an open Bible on his desk. According to reports, Winston of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation recently sent a letter to Cole Damon Feltman, the commander of the 310th Space Wing at the Peterson Air Force Base in Colorado Springs, to issue a complaint about the Bible displayed by Major Steve Lewis, a supervisor at the Reserve National Security Space Institute, 4 years. Lewis has kept an open yellow highlighted Christian Bible displayed front and center quite prominently on his official USAF front desk, work desk, in an open office work environment. Winston said the egregious constitutional and DOD regularity violations of such a brazen display of sectarian Christian triumphalisms and exceptionalism have been noted by many USAF members through the years, he asserted, but not have expressed objection due to fear of reprisal and retribution.
Well,
just for opening a Bible, yes. Yep. Mm-hmm. Well, because he's Christian.
Yeah, but it's not
okay.
About him. It's about Bible. It's about the Bible, the part that bothers them. It's the Bible and what's in it. They hate God. They hate Jesus.
Yep. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Are we entering a restaurant recession? On August 22nd, 2016, in case you haven't noticed, there has been a lot of restaurants going bankrupt or cutting stores across the nation. In the last several weeks, the picture that we've gotten is the restaurant industry hasn't exactly been a promising one. Dunkin' Donuts saw traffic slip at its U.S. locations in the latest quarter. Potbelly Sandwich Works said it expects to be challenged by a more cautious consumer in the near future. And also McDonald's said its sales were hampered by a broad-based retreat from dining out. Talk of a restaurant recession has been percolating on the internet after an investment bank analyst used the pro-Vatican phrase in a research note to describe where the dining industry and the overall economy might be headed. So what's going on here? Here we break down a few popular theories that the restaurant business is going down slowly. Barney, back to you.
Okay. Let's see. Obama, Americans would be better off under martial law, Washington. In the statement appearing in a Washington Post, United States President Barack Obama said, Americans would be better living under martial law. A longtime Democratic mouthpiece and Obama supporter downplayed the statement by suggesting it was made in jest and that President Obama had been joking around. With the reporter at the time, the statement was made. Despite these so-called assurances, patriotic Americans and government watchdog groups expressly outraged at the president's comment. American freedom and civil liberties are not to be trifled with. I think it's Michelle. Michael Danforth, and spokesman for the American Liberties Union organization dedicated to expose government overreach, called Obama's remarks called but not uncharacteristic. Obama had proven himself an enemy of American people. Danforth said in the prepared statement now that this time is short and he can't say anything without fear. He's hoping Hillary will reach the White House and continue his disastrous legacy. Hopefully, after 8 years, Americans have smartened up. Obama's distant and American extent, not only to its civil, but also to its military. Obama has fired over 30 high-ranking military officials who questioned his judgment. Now it seems with less than 6 months left in the office, a downgraded president is saying what honest, hardworking, law-abiding Americans have been all along. Obama, the apologized, hates America. A Washington insider speaking under conditions and anonymity reveals that Obama made additional inflammatory comments not reported by the Washington Post. The comments were so volatile that no mainstream media outlet dared to print them. The American people had 200 years to prove they can't care for themselves. Obama was quoted saying Americans have had 200 years to prove themselves, a chance to inspire to be better, to rise to the occasion, but time and again they fail and cannot manage time, money, or even, it seems, their offspring. With tighter restrictions, really be such an imposition. Obama has a long history of disrespecting traditional American values, has waged war against Christianity, and has illegally armed and supported radical Islamic terrorists. He has waged a constant battle against the Second Amendment. This is but a short list of treacherous acts of commitment by the man sitting in the Oval Office. For a true list of Obama's crimes against America, see Infowars.com. 75 times Obama broke the law. Now, having publicly endorsed Hillary Clinton's a candidacy, Obama is counting on her to further his tyrannical campaign agenda. Think of that.
Yeah, that's a lot up there. Wow. Well, Barney, we are at the end of our time.
The time goes by fast when you go all over the world.
Yes, actually we do. And I enjoy traveling this evening. It was awesome. Well, I guess that concludes our watchmen for this evening. God bless you guys. Barney, do you have something to say before we go?
Yes, amen. Glory goes to God. I want to say thank you all for joining us. God bless you all. And I want to leave you with John 17:17. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. Good night to you all, and God bless you. Amen.
Yes, I'm going to say good night, but please, we will be back on Friday to have a Bible sharing. So please do not miss out on the Word of God. We are starting at 11 o'clock Central, 12 o'clock Eastern, 10 o'clock Mountain, and 9 o'clock Pacific Time. Our times are changing, our schedules are changing, and also our days. So we will be here now, Mondays and Fridays only. So we're going to say good night, and God bless you, and we will see you on Fridays.